He grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and by his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Sacred head now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded, with thorns thine only crown. How pale thou art with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn. How does that visage languish, which once was bright as morn? Thank you.
Pilate had Jesus flogged with a lead-tipped whip. The soldiers made a crown of long, sharp thorns and put it on his head. And they put a royal purple robe on him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they mocked, and they hit him with their fists.
Pilate went outside again and said to the people, "I'm going to bring him out to you now, but understand clearly that I find him not guilty." Then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said, "Here is the man."
When they saw him, the leading priests and temple guards began shouting,
"Crucify! Crucify!
You crucify him," Pilate said. "I find him not guilty."
The Jewish leaders replied, "By our laws, he ought to die, because he called himself the Son of God."
When Pilate heard this, he was more frightened than ever. He took Jesus back into the headquarters again and asked him, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave no answer. "You won't talk to me?" Pilate demanded. "Don't you realize that I have the power to release you or to crucify you?"
Then Jesus said, "You would have no power over me at all, unless it were given to you from above. So the one who brought me to you has the greater sin."
Then Pilate tried to release him, but the Jewish leaders told him, "If you release this man, you are not a friend of Caesar. Anyone who declares himself a king is a rebel against Caesar."
When they said this, Pilate brought Jesus out to them again. Then Pilate sat down on the judgment seat, on the platform that is called the stone pavement. It was now about noon of the day of preparation for the Passover. And Pilate said to the people, "Here is your king."
"Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!"
"What? Crucify your king?" Pilate asked.
"We have no king but Caesar," the leading priests shouted back.
Then Pilate gave Jesus to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and led him away.
Carrying the cross by himself, Jesus went to the place called Skull Hill.
He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Let us pray together.
Lord Jesus, as you stumble with the weight of my sin, forgive me. For not believing you loved me,
forgive me. For not believing you were present,
forgive me.
For not believing you would act on my behalf,
forgive me.
For not seeing you as you are,
you have not forsaken me.
I have forsaken you.
My God, oh why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken your Son? I cry to you by day, I call you in the night. I look for rest, but I find none. reveal you are holy, and you, our fathers, put their trust. To you they cried, you rescue them, you rescue. Am I just a worm and not a man? Reproach of men despised, cast down. They wag their heads at me, they twist their mocking mouths, they twist the thorns into my brow. Yet you save me, you my help, come quickly to me. Why have you forsaken me, forsaken me? Encompass me, they pierce my hands and feet, they lay me in the dust of death. My lungs can take no more, my God, I have no strength, my heart is melting in my chest. For you have pierced me, you my God have wounded me, you've laid on me their iniquity, their iniquity. For you are holy, in you our fathers put their trust. To you they cry, you rescue them, you rescue them.
Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying,
Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people, Israel.
The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. A man named Simon, who was from Cyrene, was coming in from the country just then, and they forced him to carry Jesus' cross.
And Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke fits perfectly, and the burden I give you is light.
murdered for me on that cross. Accused in absence of wrong, my sin washed away in your blood. Too much to make sense of it all. I know that your love breaks my fall. The scandal of grace, you died in my place. So my soul will live. Oh, to be alive, give all I have just to know Jesus, there's no one forever the hope in my heart. Death, where is your sting? Your power is as dead as my sin. The cross has torn me to
weakness he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sins. Let us pray together. Merciful God, we meet each other tonight at the foot of the cross. As inhabitants of one world, we wait with each other as those who inflict wounds on one another.
Be merciful to us.
As those who deny justice to others.
Be merciful to us.
As those who put our trust in power.
Be merciful.
As those who are greedy.
Be
as those who put others on trial.
Be merciful to us.
As those who are afraid of the world's torment.
Be merciful to us.
Amen.
Number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For the time will come when you will say,
'Blessed are the barren women, the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if men do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
They may trip 7 times, but each time they will rise again. But one calamity is enough to lay the wicked low.
Let us pray together. Lord,
I stumble many times. The weight of my sin seems too much to bear. But you have endured the shame and weight of sin. Teach me to bear my burden, to find strength in you, and to follow on the path you have created for me.
Spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind.
they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom.
"Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, "They divided my garments amongst them and cast lots for my clothing."
So this is what the soldiers did.
They crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews."
Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews."
Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written."
Which mar the chosen one, bring many sons.
From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Elohi, Elohi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?
When some of those standing there heard this, they said, he's calling Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him.
And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. And the tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life and came out of the tombs.
When the centurion and those with him were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, surely he was the Son of God. Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jews did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down.
The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe.
These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced.
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it on his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock and rolled a great stone into the entrance of the tomb and went away.
I receive my son.
I received my sight.